I wish I printed your business cards, Melissa, because I'd make a fortune if I was getting paid by the letter.
Exactly. It is kind of a long title. I agree.
Now, I'm not trying to get you to get up on a soapbox, but I want you to talk a little bit about why this is a big deal that you're stepping into this position, just from the aspect is there's a lot of baby boomers stepping into that AARP age range, which is going to mean you're going to have a lot of folks to serve.
Absolutely. You know, as you just mentioned, baby boomers are increasing in population and one of the fastest growing aging populations in the United States. So, like you said, Social Security is a major issue. Retirement is a major issue. We're seeing a lot of investment fraud taking place right now. AARP is doing a lot of work by educating individuals in the 50-plus population how to invest wisely, how to determine if you are getting scammed, what's a good investment, what's a bad investment. You know, and the other issue is, you know, we come from an area of auto industry. You know, Michigan is a major auto industry state, and, you know, there's a lot of displaced workers out there. How do we rebrand these 50-plus workers to reinvent themselves to get new jobs?
Melissa, for folks who don't know, what exactly does the AARP do?
AARP is a nonprofit that services the 50-plus population. So here in Michigan, we assist you with various service programs. So mine is basically helping you with your economic issues and work issues.
How many members are there in the state of Michigan?
I believe there's like 14, but don't quote me on that. 14 million.
So. Oh, okay. Yes. You said 14,
yes,
right away, and I kind of stuffed that.
Yes, there's only 14, 50 plus.
I was going to say I'd like to be the membership director because there's lots of work to be done there.
Yes, there is a lot of work to be done, even with our 14 million.
And
so.
I know nationally the AARP is very involved with lobbying for items that would help their constituents, but here in the state of Michigan, you do the same.
Yes, we do. We have an entire advocacy department, which is run by Felicia Wasson here, and she has been seasoned here for many years and an expert in her field.
Did Governor Granholm take care of the members of the AARP?
Yes, you know, she did a great job. I think that we worked very collaboratively with her, and, you know, we are very respectful of her administration.
Have you met with Rick Snyder, and what do you expect from his administration?
You know, we have not met with him yet, but we are very eager to introduce ourselves to him. We're very eager to have a new administration here and see what we can do together to make the 50-plus population even better in Michigan.
Well, Melissa, as you know, there is a lot of concern about whether money's going to be there when people are ready to retire. And the money that the folks have been putting into the federal government, there's many reports out there that in 10, 15, 20, 30 years, it's not going to be there. What's the real truth? How long are those benefits going to be available for folks?
You know, what we're hearing is 30 years out, but who really knows at this point? What we're really focusing on is helping individuals make wise investments, like I said before. We're really working on the investment protection trust area and helping individuals make wise decisions with their own retirement money so they do have a nest egg. You know, individuals in Michigan work so hard their entire lives to retire in a comfortable manner, and we want to make sure that happens for them.
What would the AARP do differently than, say, an investment broker?
In regards to
giving you information on how to set money away, whether it's through an IRA, whether it's buying stocks or bonds, what's your focus with?
Well,
with
we
that?
Definitely aren't any. We don't advocate for one or the other, and we're not a. An investment company, so I'm not trying to tell people exactly what's the best way to invest, but we do have partners. We have partnered with the Office of Insurance Regulators here in the state of Michigan to assist us with our members. So if they do want to call and they have questions regarding wise investments, they are welcome to call their 1-800 number.
From what you know, what does Obamacare mean to the members of AARP?
Well, you know, that wasn't my subject expertise, but, you know, we did support support that because we felt that was a good choice for our members. And reading over the Obamacare, if you will, it did seem like a good fit for our members. And that is our goal, to make sure that the lives of 50-plus are good lives in Michigan, and they are living up to their goals and standards.
I got a couple of emails from folks. I thought this was rather humorous when I had talked about having someone on from the AARP. And they wondered why you chose 50. And some people don't want to see that number and definitely don't want to get the paperwork to join an organization when they hit the big 50. Why 50?
You know, I can't answer that question. I think 50 is a good number, and I've heard many jokes that people kind of shudder when they get that paperwork, but they should be happy. We offer so many benefits to our members, and we are a security blanket for them. We are offering programs and advocacy, and you have myself, you have people here in Michigan that are willing to support you and help you and advocate on your behalf for all the issues that you may have as you age.
See, I would look at it differently. As opposed to looking at it like, I would think, you know what, maybe they're looking after me because they want me to retire by 50.
Well, if that's your choice, I think we all have our own beds to make. But hopefully you'll be able to, if you invested wisely and weren't caught in the scam, you'll be able to retire at 50. But, you know, our goal here at AARP is to not talk about retirement as much as living. We want you to live a full life and live as long as you can happily.
What is going to be at the top of your agenda for 2011?
You know, I think my goals here are really to listen. I am here to listen and find out what everybody in Michigan wants, and hopefully I can accomplish a couple of their goals. My personal goals are to really assist the 50-plus population in reinventing themselves and branding themselves and recreating who they are so they can create a new job and a new life for themselves if they've been displaced. So job creation is on my top priority, as well as, you know, protecting people's nest eggs in their retirement so they can't they can't retire happily.
Beyond jobs and the economy and housing, what do folks get in your ear most about?
You know, lately I feel like a broken record here, but, you know, we had a teletown hall yesterday within Kent County, which is a Grand Rapids area, and it was regarding investor protection trust. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there that have been taken by scam artists and are 70, 60, 50 even, that have had their entire life savings taken away. So I think education is key to make sure people are making wise investments. Retirement is key to living a healthy and happy retirement.
We're talking with Melissa Seifert, who is the Associate State Director for Economic Security and Work for the AARP. Melissa is an experienced capital lobbyist and legislative staffer. Tell me, what's the working environment at the Capitol?
You know, it's a very tight-knit network. My past experience is also in legislature, so I've formed many relationships on the inside as well as the outside, and I think we all work very well together, especially when you work for a nonprofit now. I came from a multi-client world, so I think there's a lot of camaraderie and respect for everybody's position.
Melissa, most times when we have representatives or state senators on, or whether it's a congressman or whatever, we try to stay away from the labels and the tags of Republicans or Democrats. Do you think we're getting to the point where that doesn't matter as much as doing working together, finding compromise? And I use the example of President Barack Obama. Whether you like it or not, he found compromise. He found a way to get everyone what they wanted, yet he's getting yelled at for both sides.
Sure.
Is there a way to find compromise and for people to be able to live with that happily?
You know, I think that is a very good question in regards to the state of Michigan, because with term limits, I think it's very hard for people to reach across that aisle and find common ground, because they have 6 years to get things accomplished, and it's kind of cutthroat. But I have really respected the governor-elect and his position on hiring a bipartisan, if you will, cabinet thus far. And I hope that message does come down to legislature as well.
Do you think we will see progress for what's going to happen with Michigan? How do you foresee the next few years?
Well, you know, one of the reasons I took this job is that I'm invested in Michigan, and I do want to see this state grow, and I do have hope that Michigan will come around and that, you know, our new governor will help us during that path.
And before we let you go and taking a look at the website, there is a blog there, and I know you are focused on a lot of different charity functions, especially trying to get folks who are hungry food.
Yes. We just did a food drive around the Wayne County area and provided many families with food. And that is shocking to me, as many people that there are in the Detroit area as well in the state that are in need of food, that are 50 plus. So that is very important to us.
All right. Well, Melissa, we're going to stay in touch. We really appreciate talking with you. And the 5-0 doesn't make me afraid. I'm not afraid.
Good. I hope when you get that card, you'll be happy.
All right. Enjoy your day, Melissa.
Great. You too. Thank you. You're-